There's been a bit of drama at the White House. Alexis, good morning. Tell us the yarn.
Good morning. Yeah, I have not seen this here before, but essentially the president was delivering his daily press conference from the White House, which he has started doing again, mainly around the coronavirus situation. And he'd been speaking, I reckon, only 3 minutes or so, when a member of the Secret Service came in and whispered to him, and the president sort of raised his eyebrows and abruptly said that he needed to leave the press room, which he did. And then as we were watching the live feed, it appeared all the journalists and the photographers inside that press room started looking out the window of the press room, and after a few more minutes, the president had come back into the press room and confirmed that there was actually a shooting outside the White House. Mm. The president said that a suspect has been shot by a member of the Secret Service and taken to hospital. We don't know how close to the White House this suspect got, or in fact if he was within the grounds, but this is all sort of breaking as we go to air, and there are heightened they're just not going to take any chances, obviously, to state the obvious. The Secret Service, they have got a large number of members who guard the outskirts of the White House, and we're only a few months out of election. Emotions are really heightened at the moment. Obviously, people feel passionately for President Trump and against President Trump. And this was a situation where clearly they thought they just needed to get him to safety and also be briefed on the situation.
Apologies, Alexis, if these are silly questions, but was the bloke who was shot, was he there on a White House-related mission, or was he just some dude walking down the street?
Look, we don't know for certain. From the way the president was speaking when he came back in the room, it didn't sound like someone that was there legitimately. We don't know, in short. But the president, when he was taken back to the Oval Office and some other staff were taken downstairs straight afterwards, so it's unclear whether that person on the outside was legitimately allowed to be there or not. But I think this is just a demonstration of the way the Secret Service operate. They cannot take any chances in the current climate.
Alexis, completely unrelated question. I'm sure you're atop of this, but we are in Melbourne, the leper colony, mm-hmm. which is currently in stage 4 lockdown. What's the status in LA? What are the citizens of Los Angeles allowed or not allowed to do at the moment?
Well, there are obviously still lots of restrictions in place. They changed things about 3 or 4 weeks ago to allowing dining. Initially, sort of over a month ago, they were actually allowed dining in at restaurants again with social distance restrictions in place. But then they pretty quickly changed that back and are only allowing dining at a restaurant if it's outdoors and obviously socially distanced. And aside from that, everyone is wearing masks, obviously, when you're outside.
Everyone?
Not everyone. And, I must say, now that I've been living here, during the pandemic for a number of months now, I actually, when I see someone not wearing a mask, it actually does make me a little bit angry. And, at the beginning of all of this, you'd see someone wearing a mask, and if you had sort of, say, forgotten to put it up over your mouth, you'd think that it was forgivable. But now the attitude here is really changing. You do not leave the house without a mask. And if on the occasion you see someone not wearing a mask, it is really frowned upon. And there are some police actually at my local park who hang out in the car park. And if they see people, say, gathering for a barbecue or something like that, and they deem it too many people, they'll actually go and try and spread them out.
It's
mixed attitudes, I think. Yeah.
A bit like the old Guardian Angels of New York. Good on you, Alexis. Always lovely to chat. Alexis Dace, Channel 9 news reporter in the US.